93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM Latte. Jeremy Warner jumping around on this Monday. It is 5:33 on April 18.
And we're jumping around because there's more NBA playoffs tonight.
Yes.
Bulls up 1-0 because of their unbelievable comeback. Dave Wisnowski, CBSChicago.com blogger, joining us. And Dave, did you yell at the TV when Kyle Korver hit that three like I did?
I did. That was a heck of a shot. Just an unreal comeback this weekend. Just amazing.
He's a preacher's kid, you know, Kyle Korver. He made his living at Creighton, and then he's a heck of a ball player. But Derrick Rose, Dave, I've said this today. The Pacers did everything they could to win that game. They didn't. I think the Bulls will roll them now.
That's what I was just talking to a friend of mine about. He doesn't think the Bulls will lose another game in the series. I think they might drop one in Indianapolis, maybe, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were able to sweep through. That had to be a backbreaker for the Pacers this weekend. I mean, that was just a crushing loss because it looked like they had things pretty well in hand there for a little while down the stretch, you know?
So, Dave, does this make you nervous about the Bulls with all the upsets, or does this solidify the Bulls because the Lakers lost, because San Antonio lost, but the Bulls found a way to win even when their opponent gave them their best game, we think?
I think it makes me feel better about them, really. I mean, it's a young team, you know, learning how to play in the playoffs and what it's going to take. And the fact that they were able to pull it out in the end and avoid an upset like other teams had to experience actually makes me feel better about them. Clearly, they're going to have to play better. They got to play a lot better defense as this playoff series goes on and as the playoffs just go on, period. But actually, I think the game, it made me feel better about them, really.
Talking with Dave Wisnowski, CBSChicago.com blogger. And Dave, I know Derrick Rose, MVP, hands down for everybody, I think, that knows anything about basketball. But do you think he can continue to do this? It seems like night after night he does this. But, I mean, he's going to start taking a beating in these playoffs. You saw some bad hits. Tyler Hansbrough just knocked him to the ground. Do you think he can continue to do this?
He's young enough, and he says he's worked out enough and strong enough to get through it, so you think maybe he can, but it reminds me kind of back when Jordan was playing with the whole Jordan rules with the Pistons, just beating him up and beating him up. But that was before Michael ever did weight training, and you can tell Derek actually, you know, you can tell he hits the weights. I can think he can keep it up for a while, but they can't count on that every single game with him going to the hole that strong, getting beaten up, because it's got to wear on a guy after a full season, and then with the intensity of the playoffs and just things going up another notch. So I think he's going to keep trying to do it, but we'll see how long it can last.
Dave, do you have we in this business, we always try to compare things, you know, so we know what we're looking at. But Derrick Rose, do you have a legitimate comparison to him? It seems like we've never seen this kind of point guard.
You know, that's something I want to write about, actually, a blog entry. I think he's the most athletic point guard in the history of the NBA. I don't think there's anyone even close. I really don't. I mean, I was talking to someone about that recently. He threw out Isaiah Thomas. I'm like, well, Isaiah was quick, but he didn't play above the rim.
Right.
You know, I don't think there's ever been a point guard that's played above the rim like Rose has. So I think he's a unique breed. He's like a small forward in a point guard's body, and he's got the quickest first step I've ever seen. I saw him play when he was a sophomore. First time I ever saw him play when he was a sophomore in the Pontiac Holiday Tournament at Simeon, and I was just blown away by him in that game, and you could see just the raw talent back when he was 15 years old.
I guess the best comparison I have is LeBron James. He's just 5 inches shorter. He's just that athletic and that skilled right now.
I think that's a fair comparison, really, because they're both just absolute freak athletes. I mean, complete freak athletes. And I don't think Chicago's ever seen anything quite like him, too. He's not Michael Jordan, not to say that, but he is just an incredibly unique breed of athlete. I think it's going to be amazing watching him play basketball the next decade plus for the city. It's just going to be remarkable.
Dave, he's no Tiny Archibald.
maybe Oscar Robertson. I never saw Oscar Robertson.
So that was
something I thought about.
Averaged a triple-double. Well, one guy that could really help out Derrick Rose and take a lot of heat off him is Carlos Boozer. Need to get him rolling, right?
Absolutely. He's got to definitely step up. The foul trouble definitely hurt this past weekend. And he's had a solid season, you know, but not a spectacular one. But I think he has the ability and the experience to really step up and give him some veteran leadership as the playoffs wear on here. Because, you know, it's a young team without much experience, and they really need him to step up and deliver.
But Tyler Hansbrough is probably making some money playing against him.
Exactly.
he must get, you know, just I think there's too many Duke players on the Bulls that the Hansborough gets up and plays against them, I guess. That's the best explanation I can come up with because he's played lights out the last two times they faced each other.
So with Dave Wisnowski from CBSChicago.com. Check out his stuff there. He writes a blog. Dave, Tyler Hansborough, though, kind of reminds me of Boozer. They kind of play similarly. I mean, Tyler's a tough kid, not that athletic, but he rebounds. We used the word grindy before. Did you expect him to be a legitimate NBA player? I mean, it seems like he's not going to be an all-star, but he seems like he's going to be a great role player for them.
Honestly, no. I've been surprised. I really didn't think he'd amount to that much in the NBA. I mean, he was one of those guys I looked at him as an incredible college player, but I didn't really see it. I didn't see the athleticism being able to translate over, but you know, he's doing it, and he is just such a hard worker, and, you know, Psycho T, the nickname lives up with him and everything, too. He's an intense guy, so I am actually surprised that he's doing as well as he is.
Well, and Dave, in the new age of the NBA where there's a star on each team, you saw what really hurt Indiana. They really didn't have a guy in those last 2-3 minutes that wanted the ball, that wanted to take over like Derrick Rose did. And that's why, you know, that's why I don't think that team obviously will get out of this first round, but you almost have to have that guy now, don't you, to get far in this league?
I think you absolutely do. And a lot of people might say you need two guys, but mm-hmm. I think Rose is so good that maybe you just need one with him. But you do. To win an NBA championship, to really win a championship these days, I think you got to have that one guy that can just elevate his game and take things up to the next level and just really count on him to knock down shots on the stretch or make the defensive plays that Rose makes, too. That sequence where he had the block shot and then came down and then had the twisting layup in game one was just incredible. So it's not just on the offensive end with him, too. It's him making defensive plays as well.
Dave, what do you take away after this first game of all these series? You saw L.A. Lakers go down to New Orleans, a team you thought L.A. would just sweep through San Antonio without Manu Ginobili. It looks like Memphis can give them a run here. And then the East, the Heat win. They come back, LeBron and company, and then you see Orlando go down. So what do you think so far of this, New York giving Boston a run? Do you still think the Bulls can still get out of this East?
I think they absolutely can. I think it shows it's wide open, and the Bulls have as good a chance as anyone. I mean, I did not expect this kind of season out of them at all this year. I don't think anyone did, thinking they'd have the best record. But you look at every team, they've got vulnerabilities. I mean, the Bulls, I think, do too. I think their experience level is something that could work against them. But I think they absolutely can get out of the East, and I think they can win the whole thing. I really do. I would have never imagined I would have said that at the beginning of the season, but I don't see why not.
Dave Wisnowski, CBS Chicago, writes a blog. Go check it out, CBSChicago.com. Now, Dave, how many more times am I going to hear the da-da-da-da-da-da? I mean, the Hawks are in trouble, my man.
I don't think we're going to hear it too many more times. I wish I could say otherwise. We might not hear it until next year is my guess right now.
How can that happen that you go from a cup champion to where you can't even maybe win a game in the first round of the playoffs?
I think they just had so much turnover off that team last year. You know, it's really hasn't been the same team, and I think they've had even a bigger letdown than people thought. Though it really has. It's been a disappointing season. They've had some injuries too. They've dealt with, but just from such a high last year, it is disappointing that it looks like they're going to get swept right now. Maybe they won't, but I think it's really looking that way. And it's a shame, but I guess if the Bulls can pick up the mantle and maybe they can win it all this year, I think Chicago could live with that.
Well, yeah, and I think Chicago's still loving that Stanley Cup. I mean, you get a couple of years is leeway here, but everyone talks about the role players. You know, you lose a Dustin Byfuglien, guys like that they lost. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the stars just did not show up. I mean, Patrick Kane didn't show up. Jonathan Toews hasn't had a great series. Mm-hmm. And then Marian Hossa, where's he been?
They really haven't. I know. It's like, you know, those guys were so great last year, and they really haven't. They haven't played well here. And I don't know what the explanation for that would be. I mean, clearly they have the experience. They know how to win the postseason. But just something's been off with that team the whole year. It's just not been quite right. And I really do think it was just so much turnover. They had an incredible amount of turnover last year from that team. That was like unprecedented for anything I'd followed before with a team having to get rid of so many different salaries and so many different changeover with players. I think probably the chemistry's just been a little bit off this year, and whatever else has gone on, it's spelling doom for the Blackhawks right now. Maybe they'll surprise us, who knows, but I wouldn't count on it.
You know, Dave, in this salary cap age of sports, it makes you appreciate teams like the New England Patriots that can do it every year, and Blackhawks fans are finding that out right now, that it's tough. I mean, you can do it, but when you've got so many stars that need to be paid, it's tough to be consistent and consistently win.
Absolutely. That's just the reality. Like you said, with salary caps, it just that, you know, it's difficult. And it does make you, it really blows your mind that franchises like the Patriots are able to do what they're able to do. Because it's not an easy thing to do. Chicago is coming with a harsh reality of that this year. Although, like you guys said, you know, that Stanley Cup last year, that's something that Blackhawks fans can live off of for quite a while, I think, too.
Absolutely. And as a Blues fan, I'm just waiting for one. I mean, that'd be great. Dave, one last question before we go. I brought this up to Jeremy one day, and it's kind of an interesting thing that my goofy head thought of, but I was born in 70. Since then, I have watched the Cardinals win two Baseball World Series titles and the Sixers win an NBA title. That's it. Three championships for me. How many have you won in your lifetime?
Let's see. I had the six Bulls championships. I had
Chicago guy like me.
It's all right. So I got that. So the Blackhawks won, and then the Bears, and then the White Sox don't count. The White Sox don't count for me.
Okay.
So, so I'm eight? Still waiting for that Cubs one. So eight. I've had eight.
Wow.
I've had eight.
He beats me.
So that's pretty good. I can live off the whole Bulls. The whole Michael Jordan era is still something I'll probably live off of until the Cubs ever win, if they ever win.
Oh, yeah. If that would be crazy if that happens. Dave Wisnowski, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I know you're a busy guy, and we appreciate your thoughts on the Bulls and Blackhawks.
Guys, great being on with you anytime.
Thanks,
okay,
Dave.
That is Dave Wisnowski, CBSChicago.com, writes a blog. Go check it out.
Yeah, and you wonder where the Hawks go from here. I mean, they're so salary cap restrained. I mean, they signed some guys, even though they did lose a lot of their big names from last year, Dustin Bufflin, guys like that. So I don't know where they go. They got to have their guys step up. Duncan Keith had an awful year. You know, one, I think, the defensive player of the year last year. So now they need him to step up, and they need some of their young guys to step up. So you just wonder where they go, because it's a hard cap in the NHL. You
it really
can't go
is.
Over it.
But I'll say this about the Blackhawks. They were down for so many years. But they made the right calls on Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Sharp, a lot of these studs. The Blues, on the other hand, have been down now for a while. They're not making the right call. None of their young guys are performing like they need to. And I think next year is going to be a huge year for the Blues. If they don't get it done with those young kids, they're going to have to dismantle and start all over again.
Yeah, and I think some people want to blame the front office for the Blackhawks, but that's not what they were doing.
You
can't do much. You have to get rid of some guys, and it's tough for them, but I think they kept the right guys. They kept their stars, but their stars just haven't played well.
Yeah, it's the nature of sports today. I mean, it's just, and baseball doesn't have the cap, and the Yankees, you know, that's why they go spend $200 million and normally get to the playoffs every year and you know, win a World Series, although they haven't, what? 1 year?
Right.
359 call, 217-359-2255.
Tane J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.